The long-running battle between preservation and development has been ongoing for nearly a decade. Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie was joined Thursday by leaders from the city and county of Honolulu, the Trust for Public Land, and the Turtle Bay Resort.
This has been such a long time coming. You know, this result is so joyful. This combination of private and public coordination, collaboration, cooperation has borne fruit in terms of keeping the country country.
The $48.5 million agreement will come from three sources: $40 million from the state, $5 million from the city, and $3.5 million by the Trust for Public Land. State Senator Clayton He says the deal marks a victory for the community, securing protection for one of Oahu's only remaining undeveloped coastlines.
At an area from Kahuku Point to Kawela Bay, which is pristine as it will ever be, for whom the dunes are home to native Hawaiian iwi. That's the relevance for me as a native Hawaiian and someone who cares very passionately about what we leave for future generations.
Turtle Bay Resort will still be allowed to add two new hotels, one on each side of the current resort, adding a combined 625 rooms and 100 homes to the area. That's still a point of contention for Eric Gill, the financial secretary treasurer of Unite Here Local 5, a Hawaii union that filed a lawsuit against the resort last year over its expansion plans.
It takes some of the land out of condo development, but not all, and it does nothing to address the issue of employment, the quality of jobs, the number of jobs. So we fully intend to continue to discuss those matters, and we are going to be moving forward with our lawsuit.
But the big question now is whether the legislature will be able to release the $40 million needed to seal the deal. That's something that will be up for discussion as we near the end of this legislative session. Molly Solomon for HPR News.